They sent me to find her. And even though I didn't want to go, I couldn't say no. It was always difficult for me to be around the strawberry shortcake. Not that she was short or even cutesy like that doll my sister used to play with. But she had auburn hair like the doll and skin so pale you'd think it was a white sheer hung on a window filtering in sunlight. A polka-dotted sheer because she was dusted with cinnamon across her cheeks. Just like that damn doll. And like the toy, she always seemed to have a fruit scent hovering around her. It was enticing in all the wrong ways. This strawberry girl never wore her hair curly. It was pretty much always straight. Straight and silky. So it was like she was the doll, but not. Somehow, it physically hurt me to be in the same space as her every time. I'd leave her presence with a bellyache and nothing to show for it. A bellyache should come from overindulging in some way, and I never got to overindulge in anything where she was concerned. Truth was, it would have been more dangerous to other body parts than my stomach to do anything with her. Now I had to go find her because they wanted to throw the bouquet and they wanted her there. One of the bridesmaids had gone missing. Brides? Matrons? I'd heard rumors, but wasn't sure what she was anymore. Married or not. I think I preferred the idea of her married. That way, I couldn't want her. When I finally found her, she was half hidden in the depths of the garden. The afternoon light barely filtered through the haze of trees and flowers and cast shadows across her. I heard the sob before she saw me, and I froze. Crying strawberry shortcake was going to do me in. I waited to see if she would see me and stop crying, but she didn't. She didn't even raise her head from those slender fingers. What the hell was I supposed to do? I finally cleared my throat, and she went silent mid-sob. I could see her, even amongst the foliage, wipe her eyes so that the tears wouldn't show before she turned to me. Lonnie? She seemed surprised. Hey, they're about to throw the bouquet and wanted to know if you wanted them to, wait? I didn't mean to ask it like a question, but I was still trying to slow my stuttering heartbeat. When she finally looked up at me, it was with a smile that I could tell she pasted on her face and a laugh so sarcastic that it hit me in the chest instead of my stomach. No, I don't think I need to catch the bouquet. Okay, I said, but we both knew it still meant she should head back. They sent you to find me? Like some misbehaving toddler? I had to grin at her. Well, maybe not a toddler. What does Mia call you? Lumberjack? Or idiot, but I think she prefers lumberjack. I bet we both been called worse, she said with a wave of her hand to my hair. Hers was 10 times better than mine. Mine was almost tomato red, whereas hers was the shade of red that the bottled dye job companies want on their boxes. It was so smooth that my fingers ached to stroke it, and I had to fist them tightly, nails biting my palms, to prevent myself from doing something that stupid. I shrugged at her. Probably,